This is Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hammer, performed by Don Johnson and Elizabeth Fife, dramatized audio produced by HeatAudiobooks.com. We hope you like it. Pleasure and Savagery, Chapter 1, Episode 3. "What is all this about, Tara?" Charles asked, savoring his ex-girlfriend's attentions before he popped a sweet, ripened strawberry into his mouth.
"Sex,"
Tara replied nonchalantly, in between deep sips of her mimosa. "What?"
"Yes."
Charles smiled broadly, more than a little surprised, though he recovered quite quickly. "Do you need some, baby?" he offered, lecherously.
"Not exactly, Charles."
Tara's face reddened. She was still very attracted to the man, but this was not the time. At least, not yet. She needed something else first. "Well, what do you need, sweetheart?" Charles asked.
"I need information. I need to know something."
Tara took a deep breath before continuing.
"Was I a good lover?"
Charles looked into Tara's eyes. She wasn't joking. "Oh, that's right," he thought. His dick was now reminding him why they had ended. He placed his fork down carefully and asked, "Truthfully?" She coolly held his gaze as she replied,
"Yes."
Setting down her fork too. Yes and no, Tara," he retorted before sinking his teeth into a strip of turkey bacon and pulling the hot coffee cup to his lips.
"What?"
Tara placed her champagne flute on the table and folded her hands gently on her lap. She tried assiduously to stay calm as the crunch of the bacon pulverized between his teeth suddenly irritated her soul.
"Please, Charles, elaborate."
Her voice was cool and silky sweet, but not happy. "Oh, you are beautiful, Tara. No, you're a goddess. And I was caught up in that for a long time, but..."
"But what?"
"As far as being a good lover, I mean, like uninhibited passion, kind of hot lover, well, there were some things that you just didn't know."
"Things I didn't know? Like what?"
"You just never had sex, Tara. For the pure, naughty pleasure of just fucking. Tara, you were profunctory."
"Seriously?"
"Now, Tara, baby, don't get me wrong. You had the basic rudiments. Excellent dexterity and stamina. You could ride a dick like no other woman I'd ever been with before or since. Nevertheless, I never felt any passion from you. I never could tell if you were enjoying me."
"Oh, my God, yes, all I wanted was you,"
Tara thought, although she simply asked,
"Why didn't you say something?"
"I did once, but you made me feel like I was some kind of perv. Therefore, I settled into your routine, not mine."
"Really? I am sorry for that."
"There's no need to apologize, my beautiful dear girl." Tara was learning that Philip was not the first boyfriend to move on because of bad sex with her. "Remember, Tara, you had thought of marrying Charles, but he ended it too. Ask Tara, ask your ex now, what was it he wanted from you in bed that he wasn't getting?"
"Okay, tell me, Charles, what would you have liked for me to have done differently back then?"
"Let me show you," Charles suggested, naughtily, and Tara pretended to be taken aback.
Whatever do you mean?
It's difficult to explain in words, Tara. Look, come to a private party with me. Tonight, you need to see and feel true passion. I can't tell you about it, Tara. Passion is something that a person gets lost in. But not you, my dear girl. Never you. You opine about forbidden taboos instead of just enjoying the moment. You are more concerned about how you're being perceived rather than just how you're being received.
No, Charles. No, I'm not. That can't be true.
Ouch, Tara. Isn't that what Philip had said too? Poor Tara. She was struck to the core. I will prove it to you, Tara. Take all your clothes off. All your clothes, Tara.
What? Okay.
Tara immediately stood up and did as he instructed. Charles smiled, still enjoying some bacon, as he watched his old girlfriend undress before him and watched her large round breast bounce as she loosed them from her bra. Oh, she was indeed a goddess. He was most assuredly thinking as her cotton panties finally reached her ankles and she pulled them off. She started to fold them, but then thought better of it and simply kicked them wildly across the floor.
I'm not perfunctory. I can be wild,
Tara thought. Standing barefoot and fully naked on the cold tile floor, Tara now stood boldly in front of him, arms at her sides, legs apart, and looked into her old boyfriend's eyes. The bulge in Charles's pants was quite evident. Charles reached into the fruit bowl and plucked a fat, juicy, blue-purple Concord grape from the vine.
Okay, I'm naked. Now what?
Touch yourself, Charles instructed. Tara's hands paused on her naked body for a moment, unsure. Does she touch herself here or there or...
Diary, are you watching this? Tell me what I should do. What should I touch first?
Oh, it's caress, Tara. You caress yourself. And of course, I'm watching everything you do. Always, Tara.
Always? Even when I'm...
Yes, Tara. Always. Even when you're...
Oh. Wow. Good to know.
Tara, make him tell you. Make him be the man. But push him and make him crazy.
Crazy? How do I make a man go crazy just looking at me?
Listen to me, Tara. Are you listening?
I'm listening, Diary.
Put one hand on your breast and squeeze your nipple hard.
Okay, like this? I knew that much, but what...
Now, put your other hand between your legs.
Diary, okay, but I don't think...
I said, put your other hand between your legs, but from behind.
What?
What did I tell you? Now, it's probably best that you stand back a bit, Tara. The shrapnel from Charles's zipper exploded from the strain of being stretched to the max by the man's suddenly rock-hard cock could be dangerous.
Is that painful? Charles, maybe it needs a little air.
Whoa, Tara, that... Oh, wow. But let's just start with your breasts first. Okay, baby, to start?
To start. Okay. Easy breezy.
Charles was going a little crazy at the sight of Tara fingering herself from behind. Tara just smiled and brought her wet fingers back up to her full, round, plump breasts and her perky nipples, slowly massaging their firm fullness the glaze of her wetness on her fingers now being spread across her nipples. Oh, enjoying the sensual sensations, Tara's eyes soon began to roll back into her head. No, no, open your eyes, Tara, and look at me, Charles commanded as he took a full grapefruit now into the palm of his hand and reclined comfortably in his chair. He was enjoying this. You closed your eyes, Tara. You cannot have purely personal pleasure while making love with someone else, Charles said. A devious smile spread across his face as he added, save that for masturbating. Sweetheart, sexual gratifications are meant to be shared and thoroughly enjoyed by everyone involved.
Everyone?
That's more advanced. Let's keep this simple. Keep your eyes open, always open, and looking into my eyes. Tara looked into Charles's eyes. She felt uncomfortable this way. She was out of herself, emotionally and physically exposed, and it showed. Nevertheless, she continued touching and caressing her breasts, looking into her ex's eyes. The ex who left her. That was gonna change. Tara, as your personal diary, I know you, the intimate you. Listen to me when I instruct you. Make your ex want you, need you. You're focusing internally, like he said. Sex is for two. You need to make him want you, Tara. Make him want you, with you, together.
Together? Yes, diary. I feel better knowing you're watching. Are my breasts the only part of my body you want touched? I have two hands.
Leaving one hand on her breast, Tara now used her free hand and fingers to once again reach between her legs from behind and massage her engorged wet folds. She wanted him to see everything she was doing, her fingers pushing up deeply inside her. She was all but saying out loud, fuck me like this. Oh, yeah. Charles's mouth fell open, but Tara unconsciously again closed her eyes and got lost in just pleasuring herself. Charles's lust-filled eyes enjoyed the show, but now again she had shut him out. Soft moans escaped her wet open mouth, but all the while her ex simply plucked and savored grapes until the vine presented no more. Show's over, he thought. Stop, Tara. I think you've just proven my point, Charles commanded. Immediately thereafter, Charles sat up, adjusted the bulge in his pants, grimaced disappointedly, and stepped to leave the kitchen. Watch out now. He's gonna leave you, Tara.
No, I... Charles.
Tara stammered as she shifted her weight from one foot to the other.
I haven't seen you in a while, so... So I'm a bit nervous.
Look, Tara, just come with me tonight, okay? Maybe if you watch other couples fuck, it will give you some clues, some ideas about what you're not doing, what a man wants, and maybe...
What a man wants, I thought. That's what Philip said. No, I'm not going to let this happen. Let him leave again. What do I need to do, diary?
Tara, I keep trying to show you. Don't have sex with him. Make him have sex with you. But Tara was too upset to hear my wise counsel. Tara thought she had failed. Failed to make her ex-boyfriend want her again. That she had failed with the same man. Twice.
Do you want me to talk dirty, Charles?
Fuck yes. I'd love that.
Fuck. That's what Philip said I didn't do. That's what he wanted me to do. Men like bad girls. Well, I can be bad. I'm not letting Charles get away this time.
And maybe you could stop calling me by my name. Think of some kind of pet name, like,
Okay. Okay, Daddy.
Okay, what? That works.
Okay, I'll go with you, Daddy. To your little sex soiree. Oh, wow. I could see the bulge in his pants grow the instant I said Daddy.
Yes. I think it will help you understand men.
I don't want it to help me, Daddy. I want to help us.
Wow, you're already starting to say the right things, Tara.
Will I have to have sex in front of other people, Daddy?
That's how it works, Tara. They watch, you watch, I watch you.
You watch me? Daddy, do you want other men to have sex with me, too? While you watch?
Well, that's just it, Tara. You don't seem to really care if it's me or this guy or that guy or... What I mean to say is, with your eyes closed, not connecting with me, and only me, then it's just the thrill of the sensation for you. It could be anyone fucking you, Tara, just like back in college, and like now still.
No, I... Charles.
Tara, this is Diary. Now turn around now, girl. Turn your belly to the wall. Don't ask why. Just do it. Now. But remember, like Charles said, don't take your eyes off his eyes.
Okay. Yes, Diary.
Tara slowly turned round, showing her naked backside to Charles, as instructed, but turned her face back over her shoulder to keep her pouting eyes on her man. You might as well just keep your eyes closed and,
What if I don't want to keep my eyes closed? What if I want to watch you?
What? Watch me? Tara, Charles said, breathing hard.
What time do we leave, Daddy? What do I wear? I mean, if my clothes are all just going to come back off, then if I'm going to be naked in front of everyone, and how many people will be there? Men, I mean, how many men will I...
Oh, and Tara, one more thing.
Yes, Diary?
Rock your hips back and push your ass out as far as you can. Further. Oh, yeah, yeah, just like that. Yes, and spread your legs just slightly. Little more, little more, so I can see your, there they are. Your engorged lips from behind. Now Charles can see your nice pink pussy. And stand on your tippy toes there. Ooh, just like that, baby girl.
Baby girl? Diary?
Oh, don't lose focus now, Tara. Charles is starting to look like he needs to cough up a fur ball or something. Tara, baby, please, could you put your clothes back on before I screw you right here in your kitchen, right up against that wall?
Oh, I like being watched, Daddy. Should I touch myself here? Oh, like this? Do you like watching me touch myself like that, Daddy?
Standing totally naked against the wall and her firm backside exposed before him, Tara giggled bashfully as she used both hands and fingered herself deeply for Charles, presenting and spreading her engorged pussy lips, spreading them wide and exposing her deep wet hole for her soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. She had screw me written all over her ass.
That's too short to get it all right.
And then something happened. Tara's eyes locked onto Charles's eyes as he watched her. Her heart started to race. Surprised, Charles watched Tara as her smile grew wider and wider and wider at the idea of being screwed by her old boyfriend in a kitchen against the wall. Oh, from behind. A day after being screwed by Philip, took on a life of its own. How can you not fathom just how sexy you are, woman? Then, just as Charles's lust-filled words left his wet lips and started to settle into Tara's aroused brain, a devilish female demon appeared and jumped onto Tara's shoulder. With a hungry gaze upon her firm, round ass, and watched as Tara's fingers plunged deeply between her cheeks and into her wet pussy. Tara's wet core vibrated and dripped as the demon spirit spoke carnal words of lust into Tara's ear, which totally bypassed her brain and went right out her mouth. She repeated the words as the dumbfounded man watched her masturbate before him.
Oh, I'm so wet for you. Oh, I like it when you watch me, Daddy.
Baby girl, I can watch a video if that's all I wanted.
Fuck, Diary. He's going to leave me again. What should I do?
Oh, you want him, Tara? You want him, don't you? You need him inside you. Yes, you do. Make him want to take you from behind. Make him want to pull your wet fingers out and feel you and stretch you with his hard dick. Fuck your tight pussy and be inside you like you want him to be, pounding his hard shaft up into your kneading core, deep right there in your kitchen, up against that wall. Where Philip just was yesterday. Make your neighbors not have to wonder what's going on up there. Pound that pussy.
Diary, is that what I want or what you want?
What? Well, I can leave right now if you don't need my help anymore.
No, Diary, please stay.
If I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna see you now. I'm gonna have to watch and
No, Diary. Please stay. Watch me, please, Diary. I need you to watch me. I want you to watch over me.
As you wish, baby girl. You know I'm here for you.
Baby girl. Diary, we're going to need to talk about a few things when...
Are you watching your man, Tara? Eyes only for your man. Tara was so wet, her juices running down the inside of her thighs. She had a powerful sexual need to be stretched and filled. Tara never again let her eyes wander from Charles's eyes, and his eyes never left hers. She had learned. But immediately thereafter, another devilish naked female demon, this time a white-haired angel, knelt onto her knees on Tara's other shoulder. And on her knees, the demon lit Tara's neck and the inside of her ear. And Tara's mouth fell open, wanting to be filled with that firm warmth, her tongue licking her empty mouth. On her knees by Tara's ear, the demon whispered,
"Take him, Tara. Now. All of him. Now. Down on your knees, then down your throat. You want that hard cock all the way down into your belly, don't you? Take him and suck him. Make him cover your breasts. In your face, and then fill your belly with his warm seed.
Alas, she was no angel of God. It was another dark spirit. But this naked spirit had white hair, and she had a glossy face and her wet lips. She was the spirit of carnal oral pleasures. Terra repeated her words.
Oh, you look good, Daddy. Oh, do you have something for your baby girl?
Each of the two dark spirits on Terra's shoulders whispered their carnal counsel into her ears, both whispering.
Do it, Terra. Fuck the shit out of your old boyfriend. He wants you to suck his balls dry.
Daddy likes the way you look too, Charles said.
Oh, fuck. Oh, Charlie is still sexy as hell.
Terra thought as she remembered back to her college days and the nights with her old boyfriend. Then a third angel appeared, another dark angel indeed, a boy angel. This time the angel of anal lust. He appeared behind Terra and bit her ear as he spoke his carnal temptations. Hi again, Terra. Remember me. Remember when you were a teenager and how much you loved being a bad girl and how the boys loved to play with the bad girl and finger you. Oh, that felt so good, didn't it? And how, as the boys got older, then they all wanted to also have sex with the bad girl, to plunge their hard penises into your vagina, not just a finger. That was sex. Penetration of a boy's penis into your vagina was sex, and sex with a boy was a sin if you were not married. And even then, sex was only for once a week at the most. Your Sunday school teacher tried to explain, remember? Oh, how she implored you innocent young girls not to sin, to not fall into the lake of fire when you died, and to wait until you fell in love and got married to a nice boy, remember? You didn't want to sin and burn. So, what did you learn from your older Catholic girlfriends, Terra? With that other hole, the hole right next to your vagina? It's not sex if a boy fucks you that way. Who knew when a boy screws you in the hole that shall not be named, but feels so good? As long as it's not your vagina, it's not sex. And if it's not sex, then it's not a sin. And if it's not a sin when the boy fucks your butt, then have all the fun you want, Terra. The dark demon boy then whispered into Terra's ear, and she repeated his carnal words to a stunned Charlie.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Please. Oh, I want you to.
Ooh, you go, baby girl. Charles's mouth dropped to the floor. Terra listened to the carnal temptations of all three of the dark angels, the dark patron saints of each of her three holes. And soon she wanted all of the holes to be stretched and filled. Oh, but she wanted to start with the fun hole, the sin-free hole. She wanted to be fucked hard. She wanted to be fucked long, and she wanted to be fucked senseless. Oh, she wanted to be fucked like she was a boy. She wanted to be fucked in the ass, and she wanted to be fucked like she was still a virgin and still sin-free. Like how all the boys liked to fuck her when she was still young and still a virgin and still a Catholic schoolgirl.
Oh, yes, Daddy, please. Yes, it's not a sin, Daddy. I want you to.
This has been Pleasure and Savagery, podcast written by Tracy A. Hammer, performed by Don Johnson and Elizabeth Bite. Music and sound effects used under license from Epidemic Sound. Tell Daddy thank you, and stay tuned for the next episode. Keep your lights low while you listen to more sexy podcasts from Cupid's Foreplay.